The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, you need a bit of cheer with Brexit around the corner, and we're joined now by a woman who is all about sending out positive messages. Michelle Daly runs P&G Cards with her sister Aisling from their base in Athleague, County Roscommon. Each year they sell between 9 and 10 million greeting cards here and overseas, and that's a lot of Christmas and a lot of birthdays. Michelle, you're very welcome to the programme. Bring me back to the beginning. Tell me about the origins of P&G Cards.
So P&G Cards were based in Athleague, County Roscommon. It was started by my mother, Pauline, and my father, Jerry. Mum was made redundant or laid off in the Roscommon Hospital. She was a nurse. She trained as a nurse in Arkeen in the late 80s. And my dad was a guard. And she worked in the newsagents with her sister following her layoff on a part-time basis. Part of her role was to tidy the card sections, look after the card sections. She noticed it was all English, American card companies. There was no real Irish card company. And as well as that, her brother-in-law had kind of a card business as well. And she just did some research and she took an interest in it. And she went to the banks, got a loan and went to the UK and sourced a supplier.
As you do. She must have had some get up and go, because lots of people identify something that they think, oh, that would be an interesting idea there, but they never do anything about it. It takes to a whole other level to go and do that.
Yeah, I suppose the Irish culture came into it, or the whole, we have our own what we call idiosyncrasies of things that we particularly like as a nation, as a culture. And she felt that wasn't been tapped into. So that's when she kind of did some research, asked a few people. But like in the 1980s, there was no guidance. So yes, it was very much a kind of a very open driven sort of a vision, really, of what she saw that could come out of it.
So then when she got the card sourced or made, she had to find customers. Was that literally about getting in the car and driving?
Getting
around
in the car, she got a loan from the bank, and she got at the time a light ace van, and she took to the Western Seaboard. So as I said, we're based in Roscommon, so she started off going to places on the Western Seaboard out as far as Belmullet. Built a customer base, but saw then at the time that the multiples, so the likes of Musgraves and BWG and people like that, were making an impact in the market at the time. And she felt in order to grow the business, she would need to tap into that market and customer base. So she sourced, or she looked for a meeting on with Musgraves, and she got a listing with Musgraves in the early 1990s, because they were trading with them about 23, 24 years.
And what about your involvement? You were growing up while all this was going on in the family.
Yeah, so I was...
Did cards kind of dominate the house?
Yeah, so we were reared in the business. I have an interest in the business since I was 8 years old, whereby the reps at the time, the agents from the UK, were selling the cards, coming into the house, having a cup of coffee, selling the cards. And I took an interest in the business. And I said I always wanted to join the business. And I'm with the business 18 years. So I joined the business after my college days.
So you're obviously heavily involved in running the business. One of your sisters, Aisling, the two of you are involved, but you have other brothers and sisters as well.
Yeah, so I have five. There's five of us in the family, but only two of us joined mum and dad in the business. Others are spread out throughout the world, really. So yes, Aisling is the operations director. I'm the deputy managing director. It is a second generation business. My parents took a step back in 2016. So we're into our third year of a succession, 5 year succession plan, with mom and dad guiding us and holding our hands through it.
So where do you get the cards made?
So 70% of our manufacturing is done in China, and 30% then is Poland, Ireland and the UK. So predominantly.
And then you're selling obviously throughout Ireland, and you sell abroad, you export as well.
We export to places like Malta, South Africa. I suppose we were an importer and wholesaler up to 2008, and then we opened our own design company in 2008. So we're 10 years, nearly 11 years into producing and manufacturing our own bespoke own brand product.
So this is a very busy time for people buying Christmas cards at the moment, but it doesn't necessarily work that way for you. I presume you're planning well in advance.
Yeah, so I'm just finishing out Father's Day 2019 at the moment with the intention of starting to look at Christmas 2019 now. And yeah, we're working anywhere between 9 and 12 months in advance in terms of trends, in terms of looking at what's needed for the market in the next 12 months. So yeah, we have to work as everything comes by ship from China. So it takes about 5 months from conception to getting it to the shelf. That's the length of time it takes.
What about technology? There's been a lot of talk about Christmas cards being traditional, sending in the post-Christmas cards being on the wane. And then I saw this year that stamp sales seem to be up 4% or something for the first time in 10 years, that there's a bit of a revival. How has that affected you?
So I suppose to talk about the technology side, of course, the explosion of technological advancements has taken off in the last 5 to 10 years. However, market statistics from our markets says that 97% of the revenue from greeting cards is driven through physically purchasing. 3% is online. So your Moonpigs, your Funky Pigeons, people like that. It's small comparatively to other industries that have been more affected. From the stamp point of view, I think it took more of a hit last year in terms of moving it up 33%, so it affected us. It still is an issue for particularly older people who want to send their Christmas cards, because you can buy a Christmas card cheaper than you can send it, which is the difficulty. But we won't really know the analysis of this, the Christmas sales until the end of the season, because single cards predominantly are bought towards the end of the season.
And outside of Christmas, obviously Valentine's, I suppose, christenings, weddings, all these big occasions that you have, St. Patrick's Day, do gimmicks come and go? You know, the musical card you open up or other kinds of stuff? Because you can do anything now with the technology.
Yeah, musical cards come and go. They're still there, more so in the humour end of it. Valentine's Day, we fall in and out of love with Valentine's. One year it could be great, next year it could be bad. That depends on the day it falls, the time it falls.
It depends on the weather.
And it does depend on the weather sometimes, depending on people going home, because generally it's people going home towards their end of their working day, grabbing a card, flowers, chocolates, whatever. So yeah, we do fall in and out of love with Valentine's Day.
So I presume Christmas is the number one.
Yeah.
What's after that?
Mother's Day is the second.
Of course.
Yes, Mother's Day falls in March. Ourselves in the UK are the only two countries that hold it in March.
And Father's Day is number 27.
Father's Day, sorry, dads, you do not come in the rankings at all. No. Christmas is first, Mother's Day would be next. Valentine's would even be ahead of Father's Day. So daddies really don't get as much recognition as mammies or love. So yeah, unfortunately. Another, I suppose, idiosyncrasy of our market is that we're a big thanking nation. Thank you cards are a massive seller in this country, and other competitors are surprised by the statistical information on that, that we are such a big thanking nation.
It's just a cultural thing.
It's a major cultural thing. Yeah, it's a major cultural thing. And there's an emotional attachment to sending a card. You know, people are talking about Christmas cards and, you know, sending Christmas cards, but the elderly people who are isolated in rural Ireland look forward to receiving Christmas cards because people are thinking about them. People have taken the time to sit down and write the card to them. So that is a cultural thing. It's a traditional thing, usually where you see mums in a house sending Christmas cards. That'll wean down onto, say, people in their 20s, 30s who move out and do their own thing. That tradition will still stay. Those who don't tend to carry on or do the tradition of sending cards. So it is very much a cultural thing.
And your business has grown, and it's still based where it all started with your parents involved in Roscommon. And how many people have you got working there?
So we have 47 people employed throughout the country, about 20 in the office in Athleague in Roscommon, but then we have people nationwide.
What about working with family members? You're obviously working very closely with your sister Aisling, and your folks are, I presume, still involved, but maybe not as directly involved as they were. Any creative differences there? Can you bury the hatchet if you have a row over some business thing? Or
Working with family has its challenges, there's no doubt about it, but you have to, and I suppose this is where my mum instilled it in us. Once we stepped inside the house, because it's 17 steps from the front door of the business to the back door of our home, because it's next door, once we stepped inside the home, that was the end of the business. It's business and family business, and been able to separate family business and business is difficult, but you just have to learn to do it. Myself and my sister could have a disagreement at work, but at the end of the day, she's my sister when I walk out the door. Likewise, they're my parents when I walk out the door. So,
what about expanding the business? Where are the really big card markets? I'd imagine, am I right in saying English-speaking countries would be particularly big, but then they're also, I'd say, very hard to crack?
Yeah, it's very difficult to crack export markets. You really have to link up with like retail chains and things, you know, groups like that and markets like that. Yes, English-speaking, like we export to South Africa, Malta, so they are predominantly where we export. But in terms of the US market now, that's something that we have an interest in and we're trying, but it's very, very difficult to crack those markets.
I presume to some extent a lot of it has to do with price, and there must be huge pressure from the retailers to the suppliers like yourself to continually manufacture at a lower cost.
Yeah, the cost base, the cost for us is rising in China on one side, but yes, our customer base here requires us to hold our costs at a very low base as well as maintain margins. So that is a very, very difficult thing to do year on year. And there's quite a sizable competition or competitive market in our industry, because, you know, everywhere you go, you can buy a card.
So where would you like the business to be in 5 years from now?
I'd like us to be as a business, as a supplier in the greeting card industry, the kind of the first company that comes to mind in terms of branding. It's very, very difficult in our industry because there's so many different, and people don't actually connect with a brand loyalty in terms of greeting cards, because they can see, they see it as a purchase for, I need a thank you card or I need a wedding card, or so there's not that much of a connection. It's almost, I'm in here, I need to purchase it. So I'd like more brand awareness for us as a company, as well as tap into more export markets and larger markets.
Well, Michelle Daly of P&G Cards, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard.